Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors alongside my co-host Alec Medford. Kevin is also here. Hey,
that's promotion.
That's fair.
Whatever. Look, man, we don't know how long you're with us. And that's just the reality of Earth. All right. But on top of that, you
know, I got asked in the hallway if I was in there, if somebody was in my will.
Oh, gosh. That's from the boss, too, I bet. All right.
I specifically said somebody.
Right now, though, it is time for maybe our last talk of the season with one Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. Mickey, how are we doing today, man?
You don't have to make it so terminal.
Yeah, well.
That's because of me, Mick, because it sounds like I'm going to die at any moment.
Yeah, I was glad to see you were still on the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the earth.
I'm glad you didn't text Corey like, finally got rid of him, huh?
That was last week.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Now, I'm hoping you can set maybe expectations for people, because you know how it works. Not just this year. I'm sure every fan base is like this. Probably many, many years. People are like, I demand action and I demand it now. Do the Cowboys, do you think they'll put out like a statement or something saying they got a new McCarthy contract or anything like that while people are waiting to see if he keeps his job?
Well, I think in due time, you know, we will find out. I don't know that it... I'm trying to remember the last time a coach contract expired. They didn't hold a press conference to say, okay, he's gone, right? Or he's here. If the contract wasn't expiring, I think they would just say, you're going on as normal. But yeah, I think if they get to the conclusion that they're re-signing him, that they would maybe do more than just the statement.
You have maybe two statements is what I'm looking for here, Kevin.
No, I mean, two statements.
That could be.
And then when it comes to the staff, I think normal, unless it's the coordinators, I think their standard procedure has been when it gets completed, then they would release the entire list of assistants because you want to, you know, get it all together and know what everybody's job is going to be before saying that. But, you know, the list of staff is pretty long, by the way.
Yes.
You can get to all the other people that are kind of behind the scenes. So
I've seen people listed not getting their contract picked up that I didn't even know were part of the organization in the past.
Oh, so I'm sure.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a pretty, I mean, I bet it that list comes to about 20.
Oh, I could see that for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, in due time, we will be told. Let's put it that way.
Okay. And you didn't get any real feeling then from Jerry. It sounded like McCarthy was really putting himself out there of like, hey, I can do this stuff.
He did. And he also said when, you know, someone mentioned to him that, you know, he's been, you know, listed with maybe other teams. Do you want to come back here? And he said, absolutely. And then kind of went into his explanation of everything he's put into building this team, building the roster, and sure sounded like, you know, his objective was to finish the job.
When I know there's a lot to be done here, but what was the biggest roster failure this season for you?
Staying healthy?
Yeah, that's
not being on injured, having seven Pro Bowl guys at some point on injured reserve, and about four or five finishing the season on injured reserve, and the fact that, and I'm saying Pro Bowl from the previous season,
mm-hmm, yeah,
and you know, losing a guy like DeMarvian Overshown, who could have, you know, make a run at a Pro Bowl this year the way he was playing if he had finished the season. It was just, go look at the 14 teams in the playoffs and see if any of them got there with their starting quarterback missing 9 games.
I definitely get that point. I guess one of the arguments that, and it's not the quarterback, I can see that absolutely, but don't you think Detroit would have a pretty big argument for being pretty decimated?
But they had their quarterback.
They did.
They did.
Your quarterback can overcome a lot, right? If you go back and I'm doing this off the top of my head because I was going to save it for my column on Wednesday, but every losing season they've had since 1997, the starting quarterback did not play the entire year.
Really? For the Cowboys?
Think about it.
That is wild.
Huh. Yeah. Or just, let's just go back. 2020.
Yep.
Dak missed, right?
Okay, can I pause you right there?
Yeah.
I would make the argument that healthy Dak, not healthy Dak, both 2020 and this season look like they were headed for losing seasons when he was healthy.
I think the team got better as the season went along. And I think if you had your starting quarterback in there, it might have made a difference.
Looking forward.
I mean, look how close this game was.
Yeah.
All right. And you started your third string quarterback.
That's true.
All right. The Cincinnati.
Though, to be fair, they ran their backup out there too.
Well, I sure didn't play like a backup, right? No. And they had a little bit of an injury problem also. But it was still close down to the last 2-3 seconds, right? Think about it. Cincinnati. Another close one that, you know, got screwed up by a block punt. You can go back to Baltimore. Now, Dak was playing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they were, you know, close to the 2-minute warning and had them 2nd and 9, Baltimore did, and they needed another first down. And Lamar Jackson goes for 10 yards and it's over. But they had a couple games that were very winnable. That they didn't close. And I understand, you know, you probably win some that it was close. But, 7-10, and your starting quarterback played 8 games.
Yeah.
So you're...
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, 3-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, and I understand your point, but you're dismissing the fact that the team could get better as it's moving along.
Yeah, no, I definitely get that. I just viewed them as like they were 4 games out of making the playoffs. So... like that's where I'm coming from, but I hear you.
This offseason,
I hope you
though,
can hear me. I know I'm scratchy.
This offseason, Mickey, I'm kind of looking at this feeling though of not only do you still have some other areas of need, but you also, because of injury, you got long time without Diggs and without Overshown. How can the Cowboys fill those voids and the other places that they need at the same time.
Yeah, assuming those guys won't be ready to go. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it.
And what about Lamb? I mean, you know, that one's going to be pretty close too, although he doesn't really have to undergo surgery, so he just needed rest. But yeah, they need help at linebacker. Absolutely. You know, they probably need some more help on the offensive line. You know, the quarterback position is not settled by any means, right? You know, you're hoping you get Dak back at Dak's healthiest best, and there's no residual effect over a serious injury and surgery that he had. The cornerback position, for sure. Do you realize they started 8 different guys at cornerback?
Cornerback and defensive line is the amount of people they've had to go through this year was bananas.
And half of them, I think, had to be elevated off the practice squad. I asked Malik Hooker, I said, you realize you started 8 corners in front of you. Did you know them all? And he did. He just mentioned everybody that started at corner. And the one we forget about who was starting the season was Kalen Carson.
Yeah.
Right? And then he kind of got hurt, and then he lost his confidence, and then he ended up on injured reserve. But I'll guarantee you people didn't know Josh Butler and Amani Oruwariye and Andrew Booth and ending up with Troy Pride starting. Seriously. They'll understand that the cornerback position needs to get a boost there too. And we forget about losing guys that had been playing some in the secondary with Wanye Thomas and Marquise Bell, ended up on injured reserve. So, yeah, those guys, that ended up taking a hit. So, yeah, you've got to make sure that, you know, you got to plan ahead and not just assume all these guys are going to be back. I mean, we just got done talking to DeMarvian Overshown, you know, and he's got a big old brace on that knee. And he's on these real metal-looking crutches, and, you know, he's not running anytime soon, and he understands it's probably a 9-month process.
Oh, yeah, if anybody understands that, it's him for sure.
Yeah, and that gets him to September, and that doesn't mean he's ready to play, right? And the interesting thing, so when they repaired his – get this – when they repaired his – so this is his right. So when they repaired his left knee, the ACL, they did it, created the ligament with his tendon from his right knee. Well, now when they did this one, they looked at the knee they repaired and they go, oh, that patella tendon's good. We'll take that one and put it in the right knee.
Huh.
And I said, so are you out of tendons? And he goes, yeah, pretty much so.
Oh, no.
And they have to take it from a dead body.
Oh, right, No.
That's what they
do. No, they do that. Yeah.
You have to sign like a waiver for that?
I'll ask my wife. She had that done twice.
They just have dead bodies at the Star just hanging around just in case.
Well, no. They don't do the procedure at the Star.
Oh, okay.
It's at the local medical facility.
Like they should be able to 3D tendon. People think their tendons are important. Don't make jokes about them.
You're right. You're very right about this.
But, you know, that process that he's gone through. So, I think, you know, obviously Eric Kendricks is an unrestricted free agent.
Your running back situation is, like, I don't know what it is at this point because
right.
Rico was he was really good. I liked Rico Dowdle at the end of this year.
So I looked it up. He ended up finishing 12th with 1,079 yards. No, he was tied for 12th. Guess who he was tied with?
Derrick Henry?
No.
Tony Pollard.
Oh, there you go. So
that's
good
fun.
Good replacement right there.
The cash layout for Tony Pollard this year was $8 million, and the cash layout for Rico was $1.25 million.
I accept. Can we get him back on that number?
Well, I don't think so.
All right.
Well, but, you know, go ask the market. They'll tell you. Because, you know, if he gets in there, maybe somebody says, wait, no, I'd like to pay that guy $3-5 million and have him as, you know, a part of a 1-2 punch at running back. And I'm sure the Cowboys probably, you know, got to consider that the same way. And then depending on what they do in the draft, but I don't know that it's totally necessary to use a first-round pick on a running back, which everybody seems to be against, right? And then you look at Jahmyr Gibbs last night.
Man.
Go back and look. I think it's Tom Pelissero.
Yes, it is.
Has a tweet out there that he was like, and this was from 2023, where he said, hey, you know, Detroit was willing to pick him at six, but they wanted to trade back and get assets. And the comments, Mickey,
were insane.
And then now everybody's like, well, I guess I wasn't. Nobody will admit to being wrong about it.
No, no one admits that, right? It's, how about those that say you don't pay a running back the second or third contract, right?
I'm still probably in that boat a little bit.
Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry and Saquon.
There are some exceptions. Good,
so you don't just look at that as a rule, you know, hardcore rule that you got to follow. You got to look and see what you're getting when you do that, I think. But yeah, maybe that changes people's minds about maybe keeping a running back if he's a good one and doesn't look like they're in decline, because decline for running backs usually starts at about 28 years old.
Hey, just play your games in front of Mark Sanchez. He said yesterday that Zeke still had plenty of tread left on the tires, so... You know,
he's an expert. He's a quarterback.
Mickey, I guess.
Thank you very much for your time, good sir. Yes. We will hope to just forget about this season. Hope that the players don't and they get better from it.
No, you can't forget about it. You got to build off of it, right?
That they do. I don't.
That's right.
Back in 1980, 70% of clothing worn by Americans was made by Americans. Today, it's 2%. And the reason is simple. It's cheaper to make things overseas. But that doesn't change the fact that 2% of textile manufacturers have refused to give up on this country, and those companies deserve to be congratulated. I'm talking about companies like American Giant. American Giant controls every link in their supply chain, and that matters because when you buy from American Giant, you create jobs for people in factory towns all across this country. Look, I get it. Nobody wants a lecture. But if you want to see more companies make more things in this country, you got to support the companies who are already doing that very thing. This holiday, check out the clothing at American-Giant.com. Flannels, hoodies, t-shirts, and jeans made to last a lifetime. Support the 2% who are still making it here at American-Giant.com.